la 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 la. Hey Parker, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't that hard to understand. You know he's not trying to make trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
We should be playing AC/DC, the fact they're really retiring. If Angus and Brian and the rest of the guys are done, AC/DC after 40 years. So they should be playing tonight. I don't know what got into me. I know Rob's going to miss him. Rob's a huge AC/DC guy. And he likes the band, too.
No, that's you. You're AC/DC.
AC/DC. That's a song actually from Sweet. They actually do a song called AC/DC.
I couldn't name one song by AC/DC.
Thunderstruck? They played at every ballpark in America.
No, I have no idea that's AC/DC. Whatever your song
is. For those
about
to rock, we salute you. Back in Black. No.
Mark, you see the color of my skin across from you? Nobody black
Hell's
knows
Bells?
Any AC/DC.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Not coming up with anything there? Come on, let me hear it, Gary. Even though it's not the boys. I love Angus Young, man, with the shorts. Looks like a schoolboy.
I like Angus, too. Angus Beef.
50 years old. Not Angus Beef.
Gary, you're my man over there. Gary, you are unbelievable.
Gary, you are unbelievable. Katrina Hancock.
What about her?
You ever heard of her?
Yeah.
USDA choice. Thank you, EP. Katrina Hancock. I don't know if she's listening to the show or not tonight. Does she listen to our program?
Yeah.
Does she watch us at ParkerTheMan.com?
Matter of fact, it's funny because I texted her today.
Did you?
I told her I missed her. I did.
You had a little thing with Katrina, didn't you? I don't mean it like I don't mean it like that. I mean you guys had kind of a mutual admiration society.
You saw the chemistry on the
There was great chemistry.
Right?
There. Not that you don't have it with Jamie, but you have a little there was something there with Katrina. You know what I'm saying? I could sense it. I could tell. I'm not oblivious. I'm not blind to it. Katrina Hancock posted on her Facebook. There's a picture of you with the hat from yesterday, okay?
What's it say?
This is from Katrina. She looks great in her picture, by the way. Katrina, you look phenomenal in your picture. Not that you don't always. She wrote, "Are you just rolling out of bed and doing this show? Come on, Rob. I'm used to you wearing a suit."
I know. She sees me.
Well, you got the thing on. You look like it does look like you rolled out of bed.
That's what she sent me today.
Thanks. You look great. Glad you're back on the air.
Very nice.
So she says one thing to you on the text.
No, but that wasn't from that picture. I sent her that picture.
That looks like you rolled out of bed and actually put something on. This looks like this is what you were wearing in.
Well, because I had the hat on or whatever and all that.
You had the eyes going like this. You kind of looked a little, you know.
You know me when I come in.
Looked like you were living in Colorado. Checking out the ganja. That's what you look like there. So thanks, Katrina, for posting. And everybody, you can go to our Facebook page or Twitter and post away, and you may be like Katrina Hancock and get mentioned on the Redidio.
All right, Mark, what's going on?
Oh, ho! Oh. Where'd that come from?
All right, now that's better right there. Just right there, Gary.
It's always
very
better
nice.
With the cheddar. I better turn this down, too.
Yeah, no, that's good. There we go.
We're web streaming. You can watch the show at ParkerTheMan.com or at PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. We haven't done a lot of that business. We got to always do our house cleaning. But what's going on? I'm a very unhappy Spartan in many ways today.
Why is that?
Well,
Tom Izzo sign an extension?
No. We all kind of go out. Brandon Dawson's coming back. So Brandon Dawson is back at Michigan State. He'll play his senior season. Good reasoning, too. He's like 26 credits away. He feels he needs the work.
So that's not it. He wasn't going to be drafted.
Well, you know.
I mean, it has nothing to do with
he's
him
using
coming.
It. Well, that is a bonus. Life has its little bonuses. He talked about his 26 credits away, so he'll be able to graduate kind of in lockstep. Every time there's something decent that happens at that school, something bad happens. Can't get away from it. It's like we can't. McGarrick Kings, who turned out to be the best receiver State probably had last year for the most part, and he can return kicks too. I'm sorry, McGarrick Kings Jr.
There you go. Don't leave that junior out.
Name for Steve McGarrett from Hawaii Five-0. That's his first name. He was actually named by his mother for the Steve McGarrett character of Jack Lord.
Which is weird because he's so young. That show was off the air 20 years by the time he was born. He's not...
Yeah, but his mother might have grown up with Hawaii Five-0.
I know, but I'm just saying it's still weird. It's not like it's reruns. I guess she was watching the reruns.
So McGarrett Kings is suspended for the entire spring, and like he wasn't even there. No one really kind of caught it or something. And now we find out that for another violation of team rules, which you'll never hear about, because we still to this day don't know exactly what Max Mulla did. God forbid we know. It must have been something so horrifying, so terrible, so heinous. That we can't find out. We can't find out
Ruined
about
the hyenas.
So here's the Brandon Dawson, nicey coming back, makes MSU a much better proposition for basketball next season.
I'm looking at it saying, oh, he's coming back. That means he's not that good. a senior coming back, Mark. What does that mean?
Well, he had the injuries, and he's.
I'm just telling you. I'm just a
look. One thing he doesn't have in NBA America, he doesn't have the consummate size you'd want for that position. So it's going to be harder for him. There's
right.
no doubt.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
There's chinks in the armor.
But
there's
no, like, he made some decision to come back. He had to come back.
No, he could have gone.
Gone to what?
He could have probably been a second-round pick, middle of late second.
Okay.
But what did you say about late second or second-round picks?
There's no money. There's no guaranteed cheese.
Mm-mm.
So what's
dropped,
the point?
You're gone. Well, because then he could go on his little odyssey about going over to Europe. Maybe the D-League or something like that. So I was just saying that, you know, as a Spartan – it's not a mystery. I went to Michigan State, and I see the thing, and I've talked about it, and I see Brandon Dawson, yay, and then I see McGarrett Kings, and I go, because it's been kind of a nothing spring. State's spring game isn't for another 10 days, and Mark D'Antonio got his big contract, and everything's going along nicey-schmooshy. There's roses on everything in East Lansing, which you would expect, since they can't put roses on anything in Ann Arbor.
Very nice. And, of course, there would be two guys right in the way there. Come on, move out of the way.
Two big, heavy guys. Jackie Robinson, they're doing that right now on Fox Sports Detroit because the Tiger game is about to get started. They're playing ball tonight for the first time in a couple of days.
It was nice, you know, riding in. It was really nice, Mark. Of course, once the sun goes down, it'll be chilly, but it was a nice night. They got a nice little crowd out there for April, mid-April, you know.
Oh, get over the cold. It's a little chilly. Put on a thing. You'll wear the... I love the ball players that even when it's like 35 have those like, you know, only their eyes are
yeah,
showing.
But mostly there's like Latin players, Mark, who aren't used to the cold. You know that.
We're used to it.
They're just not.
They didn't just fly up here from the Dominican.
Okay, there's a brother right there, so I'm already right there.
And what's he got on, Rob?
He's got exactly what you're talking about.
He's got that, I got to protect everything. And even though the dugouts have the heaters. Give him the heater, Ricky. Give him the heater.
He's a good guy, Michael Bourne. Mark, when I did the ESPN sidelines for baseball, I did a live interview during the game with him. He was great.
When he was with Cleveland or with Houston?
No, it was Atlanta.
Oh, when he was at the Braves.
Yeah. It was Yankees Atlanta. I did it in Orlando.
I remember that.
At Disney.
You had a good time with
Mark,
that.
I love
look
that.
Look at him smiling. Can you see him smiling?
I really love that.
On the camera there?
Mark, come on. You knew. How jacked was I to do that stuff?
Oh, it was, dude, there's something about you and the TV thing I don't really get.
No.
Maybe I take it for granted because I did it for a quarter century. Like the day you anchored with Rich, we had Rich Fisher on and Amir Makeupson and Jim Mattis. It was like the highlight of your life. You got to be on the anchor set with those big-time Detroit people.
No, it was a highlight of my career. It was one of the highlights. And only because you went to be in television. That was your dream, right?
Well, a dream, but well, I went
but
and
that
did
was
it.
That was your thing, right?
I had two choices on a career. I could have gone hockey play-by-play. I actually had an offer from a minor league franchise. Would have paid me about $14,000 a year. Hit it, Gary. $14,000 a year. or I take the television job in Miami and make six figs. I think I chose the money path.
Yeah, but you were really good on the air. You know that and all that. But I'm just saying.
It's nice of you to say.
No, but it's true. But Mark, but for me as a kid who grew up, I always wanted to be a sports writer. You know the whole story. And for me to do those things, I just get a kick out of it. I really do. I get a kick out of it because I was this kid in New York growing up watching Warner Wolf on the news and these other guys and whatnot, and I thought they were cool jobs, but it's not what I aspired to. So whenever I got a chance to do it, I loved it.
How long have you been doing Sundays on 4?
20 years.
Okay. And you started with Freddie Mac? Is that right, McLeod?
No. I think I started doing
Steve?
I started with Steve on Live on Pass at Channel 4. I mean, that's where I really first started, and that was 1994.
With Gary Giola.
Yep.
Now, I'm, of course, on Channel 4.
Freddie Mac.
So Freddie McLeod afterwards, and then
Katrina.
And then Katrina, and then Jamie. Yep. So it's only been 4.
Yep.
It's like as many as the Lions have general managers over
in the last 20 years.
50 years.
All right. Let's...
20 years. 50 years. Should we start this thing?
Let's start the show.
Hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the program. The guy across from me is a guy who's really into the Easter spirit right now. You know, Easter is Sunday. He put out a big plate of peeps for all his neighbors, and he says they're just as good today as when he bought them back in 2005. They last forever,
they
don't
do.
Those peeps?
Mark, I just use the same candy, like recycle it. I just put it up back under.
That's great to know.
I just put it right back under the sink until the next year.
Oh, Lord, no.
I'm going to bring him in so I can give a shout-out to all my peeps. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
Hey, it is Sports Night with Parker and the man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, on a Wednesday night, Metro Detroit, beautiful evening. Of course, we have EP, our producer, Gary, our engineer, and Matt and his streaming video minion. Tonight is Ryan over there manning the helms. And
what up? He's doing the thing.
There you go.
Doing the thing.
They're all on the other side of the glass, Mark. So much to do, so little time. And also, you know, with the Jackie Robinson, of course, day, which has been transferred over to today because of a lot of the rain out, bad weather, cancellation.
We call it inclement.
Inclement weather. Also, Hank Aaron's in the news. I mean, we know that we always celebrate Hank Aaron, the 715th.
Hank.
You sound like you're taking him to task for opening his mouth. He's 80 years old. You know what 80-year-old black people do?
They have no filter.
They have no filter.
None.
You know,
long
Mark,
gone.
Mark, when people tell you have to drink from different water fountains, and you've been through that life, nobody could tell you anything when you're 80 years old. It's just not possible.
You know, he's actually been a talker most of. He's, you know what, in his defense, in Henry Aaron's defense, he's exactly the kind of, he does the thing you always kind of get on Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods for not doing.
But you know what's weird, though? And this is why, Mark, you remember the column I wrote where I said that he was a coward. You remember that? I mean, that was the lead. Hank Aaron is a coward.
You were vilified for calling Henry Aaron a coward.
And you know,
I've been vilified for saying I still believe he took steroids.
And you know why?
It's not funny. I believe it.
And this is why. Because you
not
see
accusing
the, you see
him.
See where he spoke out. You know, remember how he was treated when he was going for his 715th, and people were they said everything in the book not to legitimize his, right? Oh, he played more games. Oh, he played in that small ballpark in Atlanta. Blah 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 blah. When it came to Barry Bonds, all Hank had to do, Mark, was say he's playing. They count Barry Bonds as the guy, right? That's all he had to do. He knew what he went through with that, and you know what? He was a coward to either say he was with it or against it. He played that middle of the road, like, oh, well, the only reason I'm not going there is because I can't travel. You know, he made up excuses. And I thought that was a cowardly way out, considering what he went through. How could you do that to Barry Bonds? That's what I thought was unfair.
Well, he said something to USA Today. If you haven't seen it, we'll read it to you. It's not long. And you can make your own decisions about it. But he is getting some absolute
racist hate mail, crazy stuff.
Obviously not even repeatable.
Oh,
wouldn't
no.
want to repeat it even if we could repeat it. So we'll get to that. Also coming up tonight, a little bit later, we've actually got guests in the studio.
Studio.
Lane the Pain Stahl will be here along with Coach Muhammad, Coach Mo, we call him, from the Clark Street Gym in Detroit, which has kind of taken over since Kronk is gone because, you know, Emmanuel's gone.
I can't believe it.
I know, Rob.
You both said it. I can't believe
it. Still to this day, can't believe Emmanuel Stewart's gone.
He was always good. You know, I covered boxing, so I was around him a lot. My first 2 years in Detroit.
Rob, I talked to him a month before he passed at the other place because he was going to come on and be my boxing guy at the other station.
Do you remember?
A month before he died.
You remember, Mark, after the big fight with Evander Holyfield?
And that was something.
Was it Evander or was it the other guy?
It was Lennox.
Lennox Lewis. And you remember?
We were at TFN, weren't we?
Right, he goes, we were here. He goes, hold on. I'll give the phone to Lennox. This is right after the fight.
We were talking to Emmanuel about Lennox. He says, why talk to me?
He said, here we go. He's right here.
And no one had got him yet.
No, it was right after the fight. Okay, Mark, you know what time it is?
Heavyweight championship of the world?
It's time for the official Sports Night with Parker and the man, Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time. And it's Henry Aaron.
And, of course, this is the 40th anniversary, right?
40 years since that time, since Milo Hamilton's call made sense.
And
yeah.
All year we're going to honor Hank Aaron, at least all baseball season, by playing his 715th home run at 7:15 every night.
You know, normally we'd make a big deal about this being the Pistons' final game of the season, but there won't be any big deal made about it. And don't forget, Joe Dumars is coming on. We just don't have the date yet or the time yet, but we'll have Joe D on. You'll hear him here and only here. And then the Stanley Cup playoffs begin tonight. The Wings start Friday, but the Cup games get going tonight with three different games. We'll get you caught up with all that
Mark,
sports wrap.
You know about Cole up in Milwaukee. Why'd he sell a Bucks?
Yeah, Herb Cole.
What was that about?
$550 million. And I actually do. My grandfather used to be his doctor.
Okay.
Years ago was Herb Cole, Senator Cole's doctor. I'm telling you, Rob.
I mean, your grandfather, you know, he's very famous for saying, Senator, please turn your head and cough.
Well, it was actually his eye doctor. But if he was doing that as an eye doctor, we got real issues.
Well, there it is. That's why he...
Herb Cole turned and said, Dr. Sam, why do I have to do that? You're checking my eyes. I mean, what's the deal on that? Why is your hand there when you're checking my eyeballs?
Bases loaded, nobody out. Did he walk three guys?
Who? You're watching a game. I'm not seeing it. It's over here for me.
Was that three walks or no? Two.
So, yes, yeah, Senator Cole, longtime owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, who had... We mentioned this yesterday. The Milwaukee Bucks are the first team in the history of the league. Gary mentioned this to me, so I give him the credit.
Credit him what? The credit?
I give him the credit.
Thanks, Charlie Hayes.
Gary said to me, he goes, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks are the first team in NBA history to not have a two-game winning streak.
Yeah, we did mention that yesterday, yeah.
No back-to-back victories all year, including the 1973 Sixers, who actually had two-game winning streaks. One of those was involving the Pistons. Cole has a bad team. They were dead last in attendance by a mile. He's been thinking about this for a long time, Rob. He sold to a couple of billionaires.
Oh, hedge fund people, I know.
But the deal is, team's got to stay in Milwaukee.
Well, that was
the deal.
You see, Trump is going to buy the Bills.
Well, he says he's going to buy the Buffalo Bills.
And they, same thing, they're not moving.
No, he's going to keep them in upstate Western New York. But Herb Cole said, if you're even thinking about taking this team from Milwaukee, I'm not selling. So they said no. They've made a promise. It's in the agreement. The Bucks will stay there, but Herb Cole is getting out of the business. Two hedge fund billionaires are buying the Milwaukee Bucks. If only we could find some hedge fund billionaires around here to buy some of the stuff we got going on. All right, 248-848-1130. Let's get this thing cracking. I'll tell you what, we'll read the paragraph. We'll start with Henry Aaron, since baseball and the Jackie Robinson thing is still very alive tonight.
And also one other thing.
And we'll get to the Wings eventually.
Yeah, we're going
to
get the Wings. They start on Friday. Yeah. We'll get to the Wings.
I'm just not in any rush, because if the league ain't in a rush, I ain't in a rush.
And the other thing, too, Mark, we have to touch on is, for all the people who were dissing the Yankees giving Tanaka $155 million for this.
He's certainly off to a great start.
Pitcher in Japan, and they're like 24-0. Well, that's in the Japanese league, so that, I don't know.
You're saying it too fast. 24-0.
Right.
If you didn't know, he was 24-0 last year in the Japan league.
And you know what he is now?
He hasn't lost since 2012.
He
hasn't lost a game.
2-0 for the Yankees, and today pitched a two-hit shutout.
Two-hit.
Eight
Justin
innings,
Verlander?
8 innings, 10 strikeouts, Mark, and both hits, bunts. So nobody hit the ball out of the infield.
And by the way, one of our favorite guys could be very much in trouble in Major League Baseball with his start this year. We'll get to that, too. One of our favorite people.
Oh, that's a good tease.
Isn't that a good tease? I mean, serious trouble. Like, day in, day out, watch trouble. That's how much trouble this guy is in right now. All right, so much to do, so little time. It's a Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week.
And if you haven't heard the comments, they're coming up next.
Next on Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan, Mark and Rob, Sportsnet with Parker and a Man. I'm losing my – I don't know where my voice is going, and we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Wow. Do you or anyone you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you? I'm talking to you. I can see you. I can see right through that lens. From getting the auto or home loan you're looking for? If so, you need to contact the good people, the good folks, the professionals at United Credit.
That's right, Mark. You know what? United Credit, a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees and an even higher auto insurance rates. You know that, right?
I do. And with more than a decade's worth of experience, that's 10 years to you and me, they've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and have achieved results for thousands of very satisfied clients.
That's right, Mark. So let them help you restore your score.
You know, I love that.
Restore
the roar. Give me restore the score.
That's right. And get the credit you deserve. Pick up the phone and call them today. 877-274-7654.
Write it down. Commit it to memory. 877-274-7654. That never hurts to call. United Credit.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get United credited.
Boy, those are not the numbers of a guy who just is about to make $30 million a year. 225, one homer, and four ribbies.
He's struggling.
Big time.
First time I've ever seen him struggle since he's been
here.
What is
this, two regular season homers since last July?
His first year, though, if you remember, Mark, he went a long stretch. I want to say he went something like 31 games where he knocked in like three runs.
Do you remember that stretch?
Yeah. That was the bad Cabrera when he was really – it was an unbelievable stretch.
Well, we don't have to be on no-hitter watch tonight for Sanchez or for McAllister. Both have given up hits. In fact, Sanchez gave up a run in that first inning. 1-0 Cleveland right now, bottom of the first. Ian Kinsler doubled off McAllister, so the Tigers have their first hit of the night. Back to baseball after really 3 days. They haven't played since Sunday.
This just came across. Phil Jackson just signed Lamar Odom.
What did we say yesterday?
What?
I'm telling you.
That's his first move as Knicks president.
He's obsessed with Lamar Kardashian. He loves this guy.
This guy was just in
they
all
must have
kinds
pictures
of
pictures of him and Genie or something.
All kinds of issues just recently.
No, listen to me. I think Lamar Odom took pictures of him and Genie in some compromising situation. And he has to – he owes – like, Henry Aaron is owed a job by the Atlanta Braves since he's always the senior vice president. Wink, wink. I don't know what he's doing there except being, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies. But, like, Phil Jackson always owes, no matter what he does now, a job to Lamar Odom. Guy hasn't played all year for
the most part.
Shocking. I know. So, actually, he has signed him?
That's what it just came across.
All right, let me read this thing. This is from the USA Today. It's a quick paragraph. This is from Henry Aaron. This is him, quote, "Sure, this country has a black president, but when you look at a black president, President Obama is left with his foot stuck in the mud from all the Republicans with the way he's treated. We have moved in the right direction, and there have been improvements, but we still have a long ways to go in this country. The bigger difference is that back then they had hoods. Now they have neckties and starched shirts." End quote. And then a firestorm of hate mail, racism, all this stuff. Some of the stuff you can't – scumbag was a big word used. That's the only word you can usually say because the other stuff was all swear words and just terrible. I mean, just probably stuff as bad as he got in 1974 when he was trying to break the Babe's record. But just an absolute plethora, a veritable cornucopia of bad hate and letters, not just emails. People like writing letters and putting stamps on them and sending them. Now, it's not just email. I mean, every which way but loose, people are trying to vent their frustration, either what he says or why, you know. It becomes a story when Hank Aaron says something. He's the senior vice president of the Atlanta Braves, like it or not.
And it is
a story.
And the interview, of course, obviously was because he gave the interview because it was his 40th anniversary. And I guess, I don't know. I mean, I understand why people are upset. But I get it. I do get it for a guy who grew up in that time, Mark. And they see, has he seen change? I'm sure Hank Aaron never believed in his life that he would see a black president. Never. You know what I mean? I believe that. So that was shocking. But to see some of the treatment that Barack Obama's gotten and the disrespect for the office, I think that's why Hank has spoken out. Do you have a problem with Hank? And that's really the issue, 248-848-1130. Or does he have the right to speak out and people have a right to bash him back, I guess, is the way, if they don't like it, if they think that he's doing a broad brush with calling Republicans KKK members, you know what I mean, Mark? People have a right to bash him back, but I think Hank has a right to speak.
Aaron made it a story. Kenneth, Sports Night with Parker the Man, back on the Fan. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Mark and Rob?
How are you?
All right. All I got to say to with the statement Hank Aaron made is amen. And like I said again, Mark, sometimes people just don't like to hear the truth. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is in this country. You know, I hate to say that, but it's just the way it is, you know.
So you're cool with it? And what about the reaction from other people? I mean, when you hear the pushback, I mean, obviously Hank didn't he realized there was going to be some pushback. But you know what? At this point, he always talked about it. When he was going for the home run record, Mark, he had death threats. His kids had 24-hour security. They were in college. So he never enjoyed it. So I'm sure bitterness about how he was treated during that time, when it should have been the happiest moment. Don't forget how Barry Bonds celebrated. What happened? His son was at home plate for every home run, right?
Right.
And he got to hug his kid and enjoy the moment and never feel fearful that some lunatic was going to do something crazy.
Right, right. But like I said again, you know what I mean, it's really sad, you know what I mean? In the year 2014, people still can't.
Kenneth, I don't think it's an – I've come to the conclusion. Rob knows this about me. I grew up in the city of Chicago. I have never had this predisposition. We could do this. This conversation could have been done in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, the 2000s, now the teens. And I'd have the same reaction. It still boggles my mind because I didn't grow up that way. I wasn't weaned that way. I didn't learn that way. And I had a grandmother. Kenneth, I want to tell you this. My grandmother, I just talked about my grandfather.
From the South.
From Jasper, Alabama, who still believed in the Confederate flag and believed that the South will rise again. Now, she spent, I'm telling you this, but listen to me. She lived most of her life in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, never saw one indication that there was a racist bone in her body.
And you know what? Well, that's Grandma Mamie Wilson, right?
Grandma Ann. And she had the thickest Southern accent till the day she died and had lived in Milwaukee for 60 years. Still, honey child, and she still had the whole rap going. Jasper, Alabama. I mean, that's where the Willie Mays and those guys, Billy Williams, those guys.
But
were
Mark,
that
you should have realized that there was something there when she would always ask you as a kid and say, "Hey, Mark, turn on the colored TV set."
You're right. Not a racist bone in her body that I ever saw.
Rob, you're crazy, man. You're crazy, man.
All right, Kenneth, thanks.
You're crazy, man.
248-848-1130.
What's up, Edward?
Hey guys, good evening. You know, this is God bless Henry Aaron. You guys are very proud of your street cred when it comes to the media. You know, I think both of you say you have 25 plus years, give or take, in the media.
I applaud
Aaron for calling out the GOP because there's something going on in the media where they have been allowed to play it down the middle, quote unquote, when their actions have been so blatantly racist. When, you know, birtherism is such a big part of what they're saying. They're standing up proudly for voter suppression all across this country. And now let's think about this for a minute, guys.
And let me say this real quick. Don't forget your thought. Boy, did it backfire. Did they think, they thought in the last election where Obama gets the second term, they thought it was a fad. They thought black people had come out, they got their black president, and now they would.
It was a fad.
No, they did, and yeah, because it was the first one. You know, the first time.
You got your black president.
So they had no idea, Mark. Do you know that more black people voted for Obama the second time?
Yeah.
The second, there was more, and you know why? Because the GOP was playing games about trying to suppress votes. So what did people do? They stood out in line for 3 hours to vote. Am I right?
You're right. And so now here's the next layer of it, which is suddenly a fantastic moment like the 50-year anniversary of the Civil Rights Act is now a Democratic-only event.
Which is sad.
Where are the Republican voices to applaud this great moment in history? Nobody took part in the March on Washington march a few months ago. Nobody's taking part in the celebrations now. How is it suddenly that voting, civil rights, things like that are now a Democratic Party only thing.
Which is crazy when you know the history of the Republican Party, because Abraham Lincoln belonged to what party?
Of course, the Republican. Hey, the Democratic, Southern Democrats back in the day, there wasn't a whole lot to be proud of in terms of civil rights.
Thank you. And you know what? Let me tell you this real quick, and this is my last political thing. Whenever you hear, I hear smart people all the time. I even heard Stephen A. Smith said this, and I corrected him. You know what he said? Well, black people, they just follow the Democratic Party, and they just follow, and they don't think for themselves. I said, Steve, I hate to break it to you, but black people were Republican first. And once you become in a party where they don't care about you, and then you switch. And like you say, the Southern Democrats, they weren't interested in black people, and it's flipped.
No.
So
quite,
don't say
quite the opposite.
Don't say that black people have always been Democrat, because it's not true.
No.
It's totally not true.
And just my last little thing, again, just back to me, is just that we're missing somebody that's called the balls and strikes. Forget it. It seems like now the media, they're part of the game, too. If we can just get a guy, get somebody that calls the balls and strikes and let the people decide, I think we'd be okay. But all this alternate history, this Orwellian 1984 type garbage we're looking at is hurting our discourse in the country.
No doubt about it. And Hank Aaron called him out, and some people have called Hank Aaron out. 248-848-1130.
Let's do this. We'll do that. We'll do this. Give me a little Sam's Business, and then we're going to do a little sports wrap. We got so much to do, so little time. You're all over. He's a part of it. And you can watch us right now, ParkerTheMan.com or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. We web stream. We're multi-level platform people.
All right, Rob.
Twitter, Facebook, and everything else.
Rob Parker for Sam's Alterations, Mark, right there on
Sam the Man,
12 Mile and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. That's right. You think you're the man, but Sam is actually the man. When it comes to alterations, you see me on Channel 4. He makes those suits I wear fit like a glove, Mark. Beautiful stuff. Alterations, cuffs, take your pants in, let them out, whatever you need done. He also takes care of women at his place. You can go into Sam's Alterations on 12 Mile, Mark, and buy a suit, and Sam will make it fit just right. So pick up the phone and call 248-552-9950. That's 248-552-9950. And ask for Sam at Sam's Alterations, because they will treat you right. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Wow.
Yo.
Go get Sam.
More stuff coming with the Hank Aaron thing. We got other things to do, and we got a sports wrap. Get you caught up with the Tigers. Well, Pistons haven't started yet. And everything else. It's Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.